1-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, March 4th, 2025 edition. Trying to keep a strong face going. Ukrainian Minister of Defense says that the Ukraine forces can keep fighting despite a U.S. aid pause. Donald Trump announcing last night, no more funding. We're pausing the funding of Ukraine while the military has to keep the fight going. Ukrainian military is conveying optimism that its forces will be able to hold out after President Donald Trump halted aid deliveries to the embattled country. Early this morning, March 4th, press conference, Ukrainian Prime Minister said Ukrainian forces have continued to fight despite shortages of supplies for one reason or another throughout the past 3 years of conflict and could do so again. Our military and the government have the capabilities, the tools to maintain the situation on our front lines. The Prime Minister did not say what additional capabilities may be holding in reserve to sustain their forces. He said that there are means that are not subject to disclosure. He's bluffing. He's flat out bluffing. He's trying to make it look like they can continue fighting Russia without any foreign aid from the United States, because evidently they have reserves somewhere. Yeah, I don't believe it. The question, though, remains to be seen how long the U.S. aid pause will be for the Ukraine. Trump ordered the move after the meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky during his visit to the White House last week. However, during February 28th Oval Office meeting, Trump remarked that Ukrainian forces wouldn't have been able to hold out for as long as they have against Russia without the support of Washington and what they've supplied over the last 3 years. Trump suggested that such U.S. support appears to have incentivized Ukraine against making compromises and negotiating for peace with Moscow. So it's going to continue. Pretty interesting. You guys are cracking me up. I didn't realize how many of you would want this video. I'm sending it as a laugh break. That's what I'm calling it now. And again, if you guys share that, make sure you tell people it's a parody and it was produced using artificial intelligence, AI. Donald Trump did not say those words. Zelensky did not say those words. It's a parody. So make sure you share it that way. Don't put it out there that Trucker Randy gave you this video and people believing it's true. Phyllis looked at it and she goes, "That's great." Did it open up okay for you, Phyllis? Play okay? Again, Randy Walker. But Trucker, you only have 9 listeners. Yeah. I've sent it to over, let's see, so many in the folder, 37. I've just sent it again. 38 have been sent using my autoresponder. Going to be on with Pat Kolbeck tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday at 4 o'clock, down on Wham Radio. 1600 AM, down in Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Pat Kobach is subbing in for Theron today and tomorrow, and he's asked me to come on at 4 o'clock and share it with the folks downstate what's going on here in Antrim County. Again, being forced to collect 2,700 signatures through the end of March, Saturday, March 29th, is the last day we'll be meeting in Mancelona. We're going to start this Saturday. It's going to be warmer than last Saturday, but still pretty cold out. Every Saturday, 10 o'clock, McDonald's on 131, just north of downtown Mancelona. It's right north of the split of 131 and 66. You'll see the McDonald's there, the BP gas station behind it. We're going to meet in the rear parking lot, 10 o'clock every Saturday, and then we'll be meeting back at the McDonald's at 3 to collect the signatures you guys help us get and be able to turn them in on Saturday afternoon after the last Saturday, March 29th. Okay, Jeff just got his power back. He wants me to send him the video as well. Now, again, make sure that you guys tell people that this is done with AI. We want people to understand that. Steve said he forwarded it out, laughing so hard. It was pretty good, wasn't it? Ms. P, yep, that nailed it. In more ways than one, eh? Oh, that's funny. We got to get this. Oh, man, this. I can't play it on the radio, guys. They say some things that would get me in trouble with the FCC, so I can't play it. I can only send it to you, and I'm calling it a laugh break, so you know it's not real. But yeah, it's pretty funny. Oh my God, I showed it to Vicky, and she just died laughing. All right, here it goes. Clayton wants it too, sending it up there. Now we're up to 44 people. Okay, guys, I got to move on. I got to get this last story in from Lansing. This is kind of interesting. Talking about Michigan agriculture at McDonald's in the state of Michigan. Well, lowering costs without compromising coverage is a priority of the House Insurance Committee Chair Mike Harris. This term, he says that they'll do that by tackling unnecessary regulatory burdens, addressing waste, fraud, and abuse, and encouraging competition in the marketplace. As the committee works through presentations, Harris said it's his goal to ensure that his members understand pricing, factors of influence costs, and how they can work together in a bipartisan way to lower costs for consumers, whether it's auto insurance, health insurance, life insurance, supplemental insurance, and more. As we're crafting policies, doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I want that little Jiminy Cricket in the back of everyone's head saying, is this policy going to increase costs or lower costs? Harris said insurance fraud drives up the cost of policy premiums. He intends to revive the insurance fraud package from last term by updating it with his new committee. Funny, lead sponsor of the package last time was State Representative Brenda Carter, Democrat from Pontiac. She's the former insurance committee chair and is Harris's minority vice chair this term. Harris said the relationship simply started at a human level. We met for coffee. We just talked about our families. We just talked about where we live. And we just got to know each other. That's why I asked her to be my vice chair. After that, we immediately started looking at policies, and she actually had some good ideas. That's what's bringing us to getting along, and I appreciate who she is and what she stands for. I challenge any committee to have the relationship that I have with my vice chair. Harris said that he thinks the insurance industry appreciates seeing a duel that will work together across the aisle. He said one time at an insurance conference, two legislators from opposite sides of the aisle had a spirited debate, banter on stage. And then he and Carter took the stage and pretended to square up against each other as if they were taking photos for a title boxing match. The whole crowd started laughing. Well, then we dropped our fists and we hugged, which basically sums up the relationship. We're willing to talk with each other about real issues, even when we don't agree. He said good relationships with the stakeholders in all these various departments and committees should be interested in policies moving through the committee, not party politics. We need to work together. We need to network. And we need to learn how to treat another person with respect. I personally think that when the relationships come first, then you build on it from there. That's how we have to operate. So far, only two bills have been referred to the committee. Although he's only reviewed one of them, he said Carter's House Bill 4071, dealing with unfair trade practices in the insurance industry, will soon be taken up for testimony. They definitely will be bringing in public comment. So when we find out when that's going to be, we'll let you guys know. So one of the things that it looks like, at least from the committee level, that these Republicans are willing to work with the Democrats. Unlike how the Democrats treated the Republicans when they had the trifecta for the last 2 years. Well, just make sure you get what you guys want. If it's good policy, that's great. If it's not, don't support it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, if you would like that video, again, I'm calling it a laugh break, so bear with me. If you want that video, just text me video and I'll send it to you. But again, it's not real. It's a parody. It was produced using artificial intelligence. But you'll definitely get a laugh, in my opinion. I posted it on social media, and it's being shared everywhere. So greatly appreciate it. One thing you guys have to understand in this process that we're going through this year, 2025 is not an election year. We're going to fight to get qualified voter files updated at our local township, city, and village clerks. Work with the county clerks. This is what we're going to do because this is the non-election year to do it. We've got to get the qualified voter files cleaned up, folks, this year before next year's election year, 2026. But as a result, we don't have a lot of sponsored candidates spending money helping us to pay the bills. We will have lower advertising revenue because this is a non-election year. What we need are other small businesses. Businesses that you feel would be a good fit for our radio family. Mentioning to them about who we are, what we do. Tell them about 97.7. Tell them about the websites. Tell them about the apps. Right now, based on ratings, we're hoping that this first quarter, January, February, and March, the end of this month, we end up getting good ratings for our listening area. If that occurs, we will then be opening the door to working with ad agencies, many of them not even in our area, downstate, even perhaps outside the state of Michigan. Higher ratings means people are listening. That means they email us commercials and they mail us a check. It's that simple. In that process, we then get revenue without having to make the sales calls. It's based on our ratings. If the ratings are high enough, they'll automatically want their message on our station. Will we have control as to who they are? Absolutely not. Will we have control of their products? No. This is not going to be my show sponsors. This is going to be sponsors for the radio station, mostly during the music. My inventory is very limited. I have sponsors that have sponsored the show. That's who you hear during my show. But when we go to the music at 12 noon, then it opens up to affiliates and any regional advertisers that want to advertise on our music station programming. The last few, I believe we're down to about 150, perhaps 140 rear window stickers is all we have left. We ordered 1,000 and we're down to below 200. So if you could, please text me your first name, last name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can pledge that you can absolutely put these stickers on, we'd greatly appreciate it. We've got to get these out. We've got less than, let's see, the 4th through the 31st. We're looking at 27 days left in March. We need to get these on vehicles. So greatly appreciate it. Again, text me name, first and last, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put them on. We'll get them shipped out to you. Get these out there. Become a mobile rolling billboard for people to see the station, be aware of it, and get people listening for us. We greatly appreciate it. Also, if there's a business that you think I should reach out to, text me after the show, the name of the business, the owner, and a phone number. If you have a phone number for the business or at least where they're located, I can look them up on maps and find out who they are. But definitely text that information to me, and I appreciate it. If it's a business that you support, they do really good work, they have great pricing, great service, then I definitely want to promote them. We want to keep the radio family tight during the show. We want to use sponsors that we believe in, and if you believe in them, I'll talk to them, vet them as well, and we'll see if we can start promoting their business. Greatly appreciate you helping us out. And again, I want to mention the Harbor Springs Outdoors Gun Show that is coming not this Saturday, but next Saturday and Sunday, March 15th, 16th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. It's going to be at the VFW Post, 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. If you'd like more information, contact Tim. His phone number is 231-838-8054, or you can email him at harbortim@gmail.com. If you want that flyer, just text me Gun Show, and I'll send it to you as well. We'll get it to you, and you can call him or email him and find out more. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes